You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated on the phone line. Drew, take us through the July 4th weekend. The weather today is magnificent. Boy, I'm hoping that's going to be the case by the time we get to Friday. What can you tell me?
Well, I think it's all going to come together very well. This afternoon, even though it looks good right now, we're probably going to see some pop-up showers develop. This is going to be in response to the cooler air that's still pouring into the region from Canada. The odds are really high that we're going to still see a risk of a shower or two, probably from this afternoon into the evening. But as soon as we get to about dusk, the air will dry out again, and that'll be the end of the precipitation for two to three days. There will be a chance for some more showers developing, but only after the surface high pressure system passes over the region. And the surface high is expected to be right on top of us as we go through tomorrow evening and on into the day on Friday. So that is going to be the perfect time. The winds will be light and variable during that period, and we'll likely see a lot of sunshine, a lot of afternoon temperatures around the region in the 70s to around 80 degrees. As we get into Friday afternoon, we'll probably see the winds switching around to the south a little bit, and we'll probably see them increase as we get towards the latter part of the day, but it will only be breezy on the west side of the Mississippi River. Areas to the east will only see light and variable winds still occurring. And we'll expect to see the high pressure system pull on off further to the east as we go Saturday into Sunday. That will likely stimulate an increase in moisture influx from the Gulf of Mexico, and our atmosphere will begin to destabilize once again. A chance for showers will occur as we finish out the holiday weekend. I don't think that the precipitation will be very substantial, but we could pick up on a couple tenths to three quarters of an inch in Illinois in particular. Areas off to the west will also be impacted, but Indiana may get a break and a little longer, maybe seeing the next shot of precipitation sometime on Sunday afternoon.
Do you have concerns that we'll build heat, dryness through the month of July?
Not really. I think that the long-term trend right now is for the high-pressure ridge to be over the western United States rather than the east. And so we'll probably see that ridge moving around from the mountain region into portions of the plains. And then after that, we'll probably see it break down. So as each one of these little ridges get close to us, we'll see a little increase in temperatures. And then right after that, there'll be some relief with another shot of cooler air coming down from Canada. It should be a very pleasant summer and one that will be good for the crops without any excessive heat.
Growing conditions in the Corn Belt from the northwestern side all the way over into Ohio then should be pretty good. The northwest will dry out but not get too dry, and every place else continues to get rain. I can't imagine a better forecast for a growing season, Drew.
I think that's correct. There may be a little bit of trouble in the southwest corner of the region, in parts of Kansas, Missouri, southwestern Iowa, and parts of Nebraska. Those areas probably dry down, but you know, they've got a ton of moisture right now, so I think that they'll be able to cruise right through at least pollination in the month of July without a hitch.
We'll talk with you again in a week.
All right. Have a good afternoon.
You too, Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. That wraps up this edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.